WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. You know that feeling when your emotions feel like they're running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, tossed around by every upturn and downturn life throws at you? Well, guess what? We can take control of that ride. Today we're diving deep into emotional awareness and regulation, skills that are basically your secret weapons for navigating the crazy world we live in. Ever felt like your reactions were bigger than the situation? Or maybe you've been stuck in a loop of negative thoughts, feeling overwhelmed by things you can't control? That's where emotional awareness comes in. It's about recognizing those feelings as they arise, not judging them, just acknowledging their presence. Think of it like checking your internal weather report. Ah, looks like I've got a little bit of frustration brewing today. No biggie, let's see what we can do about it. And that brings us to regulation. It's the art of managing those emotions in a healthy way. Instead of letting them dictate your actions and choices, you learn to steer the ship. It's like having a toolkit full of strategies to calm the storm, whether it's deep breathing exercises, mindful meditation, or even just taking a walk and getting some fresh air. Remember, we're not trying to suppress our emotions, we're aiming for balance. Now, you might be thinking, sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do this? Well, let me give you 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice self-reflection. Take time each day to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why do you think you're feeling that way? This might seem simple, but it's powerful. It helps you build that awareness muscle and start identifying patterns in your emotional responses. 2. Label your emotions. Give those feelings names. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try something more specific like, I'm feeling anxious, or I'm experiencing frustration. This can help you understand your emotions better and communicate them more effectively to others. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those inner critics, but remember, they're just voices in your head, not facts. Learn to identify those unhelpful thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? 4. Develop coping mechanisms. Find healthy ways to manage stress and difficult emotions. This could include exercise, spending time in nature, listening to music, journaling, or anything else that brings you peace and calm. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from overwhelming thoughts and feelings. Try focusing on your breath, paying attention to your senses, or simply observing your surroundings without judgment. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant but highly stressed architect facing a major deadline. She's feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and her mind is racing with worries about meeting expectations. She starts experiencing physical symptoms, headaches, fatigue, and even trouble sleeping. This is where emotional awareness and regulation come into play. Sarah takes a step back, acknowledges her feelings of stress and anxiety, and labels them. She reminds herself that these emotions are temporary and she can choose how to respond. Instead of spiraling further down the rabbit hole, Sarah utilizes some coping mechanisms she's developed. She takes a short walk outdoors, focusing on the sights and sounds around her, practicing mindful breathing exercises. She also reaches out to a trusted friend for support. By acknowledging her emotions, managing them effectively, and utilizing healthy coping strategies, Sarah gains control over the situation, reduces her stress levels, and ultimately delivers a successful project. So, remember, developing emotional awareness and regulation isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about cultivating a deeper understanding of yourself and learning to navigate your emotions with grace and resilience. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of your own mind. Now, go out there, practice those skills, and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning these powerful tools. Together, let's build a world where emotional intelligence is valued and celebrated. Until next time, keep that mental armor strong and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.